Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 Leadership Call on 10 October 2018 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today is Lauren, Eric, Russ, Steve, Nagar, and Brenda. And I did send an email out to a reminder out to Denise, so she may join us shortly. Apologies, we don't have any. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to the leadership team. Thank you.
Hi, this is Russ. I was wondering, even though it's not on the proposed agenda, if we should start with a very brief summary of what happened last week while I missed the group call. Eric or Lauren, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Lauren. I think Eric can add to what I'm saying. So last week we tried to go through the recommendations. I had prepared a few of them, and we were struggling, I think, in my eyes, to do it because so many of them had outstanding questions that we could not finish the discussion. It wasn't helped by the fact that my audio was more than just a bit unstable. And then also the whole thing about the methodology and how we approach these SSR1 recommendations came up. And we essentially said that we would discuss this in the leadership call. There's an item there, and we send out a reminder for everybody to sign up, which was followed, as you have seen, by kind of someone raising that we should change the methodology. I'm not sure where we're standing regarding that aspect right now. Maybe Eric can give his impressions as well.
No, I couldn't because I had a fire alarm in my building, so I was not able to join.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were on the thing on the side.
I sent an email, but I may not have because I literally sat down to get on the call just as the alarm went off and everyone cleared out of the building pretty quick.
All right. So then it will be me. Denise, unfortunately, isn't here, so she can't add to this. So essentially the two issues that in my eyes came out of it is how do we address the SSR1 recommendations with a lot of outstanding questions, A, and B, how do we deal with the kind of ideas to change our approach and methodology to the SSR1 questions?
I'm struggling with your second one. I understand that the answers to the questions could affect, you know, what we would write about the recommendation. So it certainly would help to have the answers. I know I signed up for recommendation 6, and I'm in that situation. I read the outstanding questions, and I'm like, yeah, that would totally change what, depending on the answer, that would totally change what I would write. So what methodology change do people want to make? And since I wasn't there, I really don't. The notes don't give me that.
Okay, so this is Lauren again. What we had was that when I sent around that Dag and have a reminder to sign up for the SSR1 recommendations, then Martha Goro sent an email saying, during our last call, email indicated my support to the previous shared email by Alan. The review of recommendations would be better if they are reviewed following key themes as stated in Alan's email. We called on him to have 3 groups among us and to undertake what has been proposed. So this was the reply on Friday. I'm just trying to locate Alan's comments in all my SSR2 review emails. Where is that? No. But essentially, I mean, it he was talking about changing our approach to making smarter recommendations, and he wanted to break up the recommendations into three groups. Again, I'm still digging through my emails here. I have the right thread now, just searching for the right one that they refer to.
Lauren,
yes,
I have, you found it? Okay, I was going to post it in the chat room.
I'll just dump it into the chat so you can all read it. So this is part of Len's email sent on the 13th of September 2018 at 9:15 Eastern. So now you should have all the information. I have to admit I don't have anything beyond that myself.
Okay, so he sent something on the 4th of October which says we should not be taking the recommendations without referring to their context. I would assume that the person who's proposing the text for our review is going to review the context in the SSR1 report as well as just the recommendation text. So I kind of assumed that was happening, perhaps not. Then he says the SSR1 recommendations are related to the three focus areas below used by the SSR1 team in their review, which were scope and structure of ICANN's SSR responsibilities, the effectiveness of the implementation, and the understanding of the risk landscape and contingency planning, I think is what he's referring to. And so is that the three buckets he wants to break them up into?
That is my understanding, but I cannot, confirm this outright.
Okay. And it is therefore important to make sure everybody read the SSR1 report, my first comment, the 28 recommendations in the implementation report, the ICANN strategic plan, that seems to depend on what the recommendation's about, but the SSR framework, which I agree, and came up when we talked about recommendation number one, which are influenced by the implementation of SSR1. So I'm at a loss how this changes what we're trying to do.
This is Lauren again. Me neither. I'm not 100% clear, frankly, on all of this. But I can see from Matagoro's email that we might not be seeing something that at least two other members of the team are seeing. So I'm happy, essentially, I'm happy to continue at this. And that's okay. But it should be something that at least we raise and see what's going on, so that we don't have some members in the team that believe what we're doing is wrong, and we might not even grasp what they think we're doing wrong.
Suggestions for how we suss that out. That's because that's what I'm struggling with in my head right now.
So this is Lauren again. If we could maybe for tomorrow's call have an item on there, and we ask Alain if he would be able to explicate what he is trying to do, and we have a quick discussion about it. I believe that your interpretation, Russ, is correct and that this is what he's talking about. But, as I said, I'm I feel we should just make sure that there is no, you know, kind of conflict or disagreement, and then hopefully we'll be fine and we can move on.
Okay. So I will send him a note when we hang up asking him to do that, and let's put the first agenda item for tomorrow to be discussion of what do we even call that?
methodology / approach?
Yeah, let's call it approach. I worry that methodology can...
Yeah.
It's a loaded word.
Approach.
Yeah. Approach to our review of the SSR1 recommendations. That's probably the best way to put it.
So this is Lauren again.
Yep.
This is Lauren again. Just a comment. I believe this has to do with the fact that the recommendations I went through for the last call all had, you know, the problem that we were discussing before, in that we can kind of see, well, there's evidence something has been tried, but we do not really have the ability to assess the effectiveness or what is happening under the hood. So with all the three I looked at and discussed with the team, that was essentially my answer. So it might have had to do with that. Because they were all these hardly accessible ones.
Right, but is he saying that if you had read the rest of the report, not just the recommendations, you would have gotten a better understanding of what they were trying to, the intent, that you would better understand the intent?
Well, so this is Lauren again. Essentially, I did just read the report.
I figured you did. That's why I asked explicitly.
So, you know, one of them, to give you an example, because I can't remember the exact episode, but it was sometimes like ICANN should establish and maintain effective relationships and communication protocols. And I just said, well, there's a list of relationships ICANN has, but I obviously cannot speak to if these relationships are effective, right? And
right.
So something like that, where I really don't see a possibility methodologically beyond literally going in and interviewing people how to like a certain duck.
Yeah, we have no evidence that it's not effective either. Right, is your point.
That is exactly my point. It is simply something that without like a proper study, we cannot assess, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right, so absent complaints to the contrary, it seems to be working, is the best we can
say. No, I disagree strongly with that, because that's saying absence of evidence is evidence of absence. So I think if it's not clear that this was done right, then I think the assessment needs to be we couldn't see that it was done right. But we can't say the converse. Sorry.
You're right.
So this is Lauren again. This is what I tried to at least put in these in my kind of strawman answers, kind of saying yes, there are issues. We cannot fully assess this at the moment, but we do see that, for example, like there are lists of relationships that that ICANN has. So there is some evidence going around, but nothing that would be essentially allow us to say yes or no.
But we can break it into two parts and say the list was created and appears to be maintained. Whether the communications protocol is sufficient, we could not assess.
This is Lauren again. Yes, exactly. So this is the problem, because this recommendation speaks to maintaining effective relationships. So we can just say, yes, there are relationships as indicated by ICANN, but we cannot speak to the actual recommendation, which speaks to the effectiveness. At least not at this point. I mean, we can still decide to try to do that somehow.
So this is Eric. So this is where I think, you know, we potentially walk a fine line that could be important, but could also run afoul of people on the team's sensibilities on this matter. But, you know, if we actually try to do an assessment and we are not able to do so, and we outline that in our methodology, then if anybody is interested in actually fulfilling the SSR1 recommendations, they can, for example, see why we weren't able to and try and, like, do it in a way that we would have been able to. So in other words, if we say we wanted to assess the viability of these relationships, but we had no way to do that. If somebody later on wanted to come back and say, we really need to be able to demonstrate to people that these relationships are viable, so let's come up with a way to state how the viability of them is being maintained in the future. And in other words, I don't think it's our job to tell people how to do things in ICANN or anywhere else, but I think we can be clear about why we weren't able to assess something. I don't think we should try and whitewash anything, but I do think that we can be transparent about the way we would judge a healthy relationship in general is blah, and we didn't see evidence that allowed us to measure it here. Later on, someone can decide to publish that evidence, and then maybe SSR3 can do the same review, and et cetera. That'd be my two cents. That's why I think we were talking about methodologies before.
Yeah, so this is Lauren again, just because both of you were not present. The recommendation 5 was the one with, like, maintaining effective working arrangements. And in my sermon, like, I kind of noted, okay, we cannot assess if these working relationships are effective. There's evidence, however, that ICANN succeeded in establishing and documenting a relationship with the relevant actors. So there is, like, a form that does that. And then is it still relevant? What further work is needed? So then obviously it mentions maintenance. So this means that, you know, it's a constant, never-ending process. Then I kind of wrote yes, wherever this is possible, these relationships should be provided in an easily accessible format that also speaks to where this is possible, because some of these relationships are with, like, law enforcement. That's effective and functioning. So would that capture your point, Eric?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Just to know that we are on the same page with this. Okay, I think
we should document the one thing Eric objected to me saying as well, which is saying, while we found no evidence of complaints that the relationships are dysfunctional, that is not in itself sufficient to say they are functional.
I would agree with this. This is Lauren. If we could add that to everywhere where it's relevant, I think that would be a good idea. And we should probably propose this to the team in that discussion tomorrow morning, if you agree with that.
Yeah, that's totally fine. In fact, I better write it down or I'll get it wrong tomorrow. All right, I'll take the action to send that note, and hopefully this discussion won't take the entire call. So then turning to the agenda, what do you need to tell us about Barcelona? Nagar?
Thank you, Russ. This is Nagar. Starting with the engagement session, there was an action item from last week's leadership call that the leadership was going to draft a note to SOs and ACs inviting them to attend the engagement session. So wanted to bring that up and see if that has been started or if you would like us to start this note for you and send it around for review.
That totally fell off my radar, so could you do that, please?
No problem. I'll take an action item for us to do that.
Thank you.
All right. The next item regarding Barcelona is an update regarding the attendance of the CCT review team. We have sent the email to the whole review team to invite them to attend. The currently the scheduled date is for Wednesday, 24th of October, and we are looking at 1:30 to 3 p.m. time frame. It's an hour and a half, but let us know if you think that time frame needs to be extended to 2 hours or longer.
No, that seemed fine to me. Of course, it depends what they want to say to us, which we have little control over. But let's see if they say, oh, we can't do it that short. But my hope is that that's fine.
Understood. The next item is that we still need to discuss the agenda for the face-to-face meeting in Barcelona.
Yes, we do.
Is that something you'd like me to add?
It was something that I was hoping we would have. We'll, knowing where we were in SSR1 was going to help me get at least my thought process, and this thing for tomorrow's call where we're not sure we are all on the same page with that makes me believe we have to sort that first. So I think we need to put that on the call for Monday to come up with a something to propose to the rest of the team.
Okay. I will make a note of that for the next leadership call. I think that wraps up the Barcelona agenda items that we had in place. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss regarding Barcelona?
We need to figure out what it is we're going to say in the engagement sessions as well. You know, what I think I put a note out last week that said maybe the thing to do is basically state the things we said in our communique and then add to that status of where we are in terms of going through our process. And each of the that we're doing SSR1 first, and then we're going to look at the ICANN SSR and the DNS SSR, and then future challenges. I don't think for telling the group what's going on that the two in the middle may swap order is going to help me with clarity. So. Can you guys put a draft slide deck together for that? It shouldn't be but a couple slides, I would hope.
You mean staff, correct?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, this is Denise. I apologize for being late. It rained here in California, so traffic was really, really, really bad. Well, you laugh, but it's true.
No, I totally know.
On the slide deck, turning the letter that we sent to everyone into a set of slides, I think, is a great idea. And going into a little bit of detail on the terms of reference would be useful. And the slide deck from Abu Dhabi has outlines of the ICANN SSR and DNS SSR work. So those can be incorporated as well.
Absolutely. Steal where possible.
Sounds great. I've taken note of that, and we can include all of that information in the slide deck and send it around for review.
Great. Thank you.
Of course.
Hey, before we move on, just real quick, I'll put my hand down. Have other people heard about their hotel arrangements yet, or am I the only one, again, that hasn't heard anything?
No, I've gotten airfare arrangements, but not a hotel yet.
Okay, just making sure.
Same here.
I haven't either. Is that something that staff can check with the travel team on? It's getting actually quite late.
Certainly. I'll take note of that.
There was a note in my when they sent me the airfare information, flight information, that they noted which hotel I had requested, but they didn't tell me. They didn't give me a confirmation number, which means I didn't take that as a confirmation that that's where I would actually be.
Sounds wise.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I believe that wraps up Barcelona.
Okay, so turning to the agenda for Thursday, we're going to start with the welcome roll call. Then we'll talk about Alon's email and hopefully deal with that. And then hopefully pick up SSR 1 recommendations. Lauren, you told me you went through 3 of them. Sorry, I just can't recall from my reviewing of the meeting summary which 3 those were.
I have to check that myself. Okay. So we had one thing outstanding for recommendation 8. Let me see. Recommendation 5. Have we looked at recommendation 3? We looked at recommendation 5 and recommendation 8, where essentially we had like one of the how can we assess this problems, and I kind of said I'll go back to this. This was at the end of the call, and essentially that. By then were all the questions that had no answers outstanding, which essentially means we reached the end of the first 10, and we then tried to move forward. Staff sent around like a complete list, and we asked the team to kind of just pick one that has no outstanding answers at the moment so that we can actually discuss them.
Okay, I didn't see that the doodle was updated to do that, was it? In other words, how is the picking happening?
Let me just provide an update to you regarding the doodle poll. Mm-hmm. So far, we have 7 people that have signed up on the doodle poll. And there are a total of 8 recommendations that don't have any people assigned to it at this point in time.
Okay. So I will send a note about that.
This is Lauren. I'll just take, so it's 13 to 19 to go, right? These are the ones that are missing.
I believe so.
Okay. I'll just take 2 of them. And then we're at 6. I hope we can manage with 6.
Well, I was hoping everyone would do at least 1. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nagar.
Pardon me, I just wanted to ask if, Lauren, were you going to update the doodle poll then and sign up for more?
I mean, considering Russ's comment, which is completely correct in that someone should take this, I'm still happy to take them if no one takes them by tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do it, but you're right, Russ, that we should, that I should not just do like, okay, I'll look at them, rather we should get the rest of the team to do it. Totally correct.
Okay. Okay, so I will send that note even before the one to Alon.
And this is Denise. Ross, I think I agree with you. I think it also would be good if, after we have at least one person on each recommendation, to ask review team members to commit to working on or with someone for at least one, if not more, recommendations. That is, every member of this team should be engaged in helping a little bit in a meaningful
way
on a recommendation. There are so many of them. It is not asking much, and it's time people started being engaged on this work, I think. And I apologize for being late, but I don't understand quite what Alon was saying about dealing with the recommendations. And I think Matagoro sent a follow-up note. You guys probably already discussed this, but is there any insight you can share on your understanding of what he's suggesting?
No. Eric, Lauren, and I are all confused. And so basically I agreed to write a note that basically expresses that confusion and asks him to explain on tomorrow's call.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay, so I think we're now all four confused.
All right. Okay, good.
So in that vein, Russ, just my O2, just for what it's worth, is that it may wind up being that after we have the discussion, it winds up not looking like it's going to be terribly fruitful. We might want to just have our rat hole detectors turn all the way up, for what it's worth.
I get that. At the same time, if it means every time recommendation we talk, he's going to re-raise his objection, that is also a way of it consuming a tremendous amount of time.
Yeah, totally. No, I think the plan sounds really good to me, and so I figured you probably didn't need me to say what I said a second ago. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's just another way it could fail, I guess is my point.
And so what are we addressing tomorrow? And I apologize for the repetition.
So we're going to start with giving Alon a chance to explain and then see how that affects our approach to the rest of the SSR1 recommendations, and then depending how long that discussion takes, continue on the SSR1 recommendations.
So I engagement from a number of review team members is still quite low. There is really not that much discussion about when we are tackling a specific recommendation. I think it would help to tell people in advance we are going to be discussing and trying to come to general closure on our assessment of the following recommendations. And then in advance, make sure you read the following things. And then it would help if staff in advance of the call sent everyone the information they need in front of them as we walk through the recommendations. Everyone's really busy. These calls often come in the middle of busy days or in the middle of the night for some people. Having everything in one place that you need to look at, to reference, as we walk through agenda items is pretty important. And so just telling people, well, this is somewhere on the wiki, or, go find this if you want to read what we're talking about here. And, having things in disparate places is something else that is often a barrier for people to being engaged. But telling people up front, before you come to this meeting, make sure you've read and, assess the following things, I think it can help people feel more comfortable talking about these things. So whether or not we get through them, I think we should pick the recommendations that are going to be on our list for tomorrow, send everyone the material, and that includes the initial report, any relevant questions, pointers to specific background information that they should have reviewed, and a request to engage in the discussion.
Well, in part, that's what Alon is raising, right? He's got a list in his third item, things that you should have read to prepare to have this discussion. And
he's right, and we've said that before. This is
right.
At the
top of the table, we just add links to those documents.
Right.
Because we already have the recommendation, and we already have the outstanding questions for each one. If you need the context, there's the document that's got it, the SSR1, whole report, and the SSR framework, and so on. Does that make sense?
And the background information. Yeah, and the background information page that holds everything. But pulling out the specific recommendations, answers to questions, other information that's relevant, and putting it in an attachment for people to look at would be good. So what recommendations are we addressing tomorrow?
So that's where I was going to, actually. Lauren, did we finish 8?
This is Lauren. So 8 is one of the problematic ones, so it is not completely finished, and I would prefer not to discuss it tomorrow, essentially. So my proposal would be we jump to the next one where we have no outstanding questions, probably.
Okay, so 9 has outstanding questions and 10 does. So I haven't cached the table that went beyond 10. You say it was sent out, but I didn't save it in the same place I had the other one.
Yeah, it's hard to find things.
That was your point, I know.
Yeah. It's hard to find things.
So the one that I did find is another copy of just 1 through 10.
Russ, the email was sent this morning with the updated table for all of the recommendations. It was...
I see. Okay, got it.
Sent at 5:46 a.m. Pacific time. Would have been 8:46 a.m. your time, I would imagine.
Okay, I found it. And 11 has a whole bunch of questions. 20 questions.
So it seems like recommendation 10 has no outstanding questions right now, and I don't believe that has been discussed before.
Oh, I see. I just saw there was a list of questions, but you're right. Those are all answered.
Correct. In line with questions and answers, there is a text in bold to note that there are some answers outstanding.
Yep.
For each of the recommendations.
Yep. Okay, so 9 has outstanding, but 10
correct.
Does not.
10 does not. Recommendation 14 does not. Recommendation 15 does not. Recommendation 16 does not have any outstanding questions. Neither does 17 and 18.
Okay, so now let's turn to the doodle. And see if we have stuckies for which ones of those. So, okay, so Denise, you said you would take 10.
I also have to define the beautiful passage.
Okay, and Norm took a little, do we have no one for 14, no one for 15, no one for 16, no one for 17, no one for 18. So, arm twisting is needed, but Denise, if you would be prepared for 10, that would be great.
Sure.
And I will do the arm twisting for getting further signups. And hopefully we will get some people signed up. Otherwise, Lauren, you said you could. In that range, 14 to 18 would be the place.
So if nothing comes around by tonight, I will take one of them.
Great. Fair. Totally fair.
And so there's a lot of recommendations here, and I think it's going to be difficult for people to remember which ones we've addressed and where we came out on them. Could we start perhaps a Google Doc that contains the notes?
I know I've been taking notes, and I think having them put all in one place would be good. I was hoping that the person who was taking the lead would draft, you know, something that we could put into a Google Doc. But we haven't started one. We don't have a template, right, for people to follow in terms of having a first write-up.
Yeah, so I think the template that you created, Russ, is a great place to start. If we could put those in a Google Doc that only the team members can access, we put the team member or member's name with the recommendation, those who have volunteered to be lead or facilitator on it. I think that's a great place to start. People can add text right there into the template. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is
I'm having a little trouble remembering which one.
Well, actually,
done.
The just building on the table that Jennifer just sent seems like a good place to put it.
Yeah, but we'll need the answers to the questions from that reflect the conversation,
yep.
And we'll need a name next to each recommendation, at least one name.
Yep, I agree.
So could staff go through the notes of the past meetings that we have addressed recommendations in and add that and put this in a Google Doc? That'd be possible.
Sure. I do recall, though, that some review team members had issues accessing any sort of shared document on Google only because they didn't have the right email address. I think IT was addressing it, but let us look into what the status of that is. And if it's not an issue at all, we'll create the document right away. And if it's an issue, we'll come back to the list so that you guys know.
Why don't we just put it up? I think a large majority of team members, I think, can access Google Docs. So why don't we put it in there and then staff can email the document to the team members who don't have access to it. I would hate for us to be in limbo if IT needs more time to work on this. We'll call it a temporary solution. Unless someone would prefer to use Dropbox, or I can use anything people are comfortable with.
I suspect the email address issue would spill over into any shared any shared one that has an access control, right? If it's open to everyone, you don't care, but that isn't what we need.
I can set up a shared Dropbox if you think that would be easier for people.
I have no idea.
This is Lauren. Yeah. What about we do the following? We use some form of collaborative tool, and we just make sure that say once a week, say it's a Google Doc, like say on Tuesday before the call, whatever on the Google Doc will be pulled and will be put on the wiki so that everyone is up to date. And then if someone who cannot access the Google Doc needs to add something, they can do this via email. I think this will be rare anyway, and I agree with Denise. We need to have some solution and we have to keep it going. My own stuff is just on a document on my own PC because I also don't know where to put it.
Yeah. Okay, great. I think that's a great suggestion, Lauren.
Okay.
So we're doing
that would be great if we could.
What other?
We're going to do will 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, we won't get that far, but that's the one we're queued up, but five of them have no names yet.
This is Lauren. Yeah, this is Lauren. I would say, as I said before, twist some arms for us, and then by tonight I'll have a look and prepare one, and then we should be okay for tomorrow's call.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
Russ, I have one item for you guys.
I'm sorry, I'm not on Adobe Connect. I have a couple as well. Go ahead, Nagar.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out that the next week's plenary call is on the 18th, which happens to be a travel day for a lot of people to the Barcelona meeting, and wondering if the leadership thinks it's, the meeting should be kept or canceled for next week.
I know I don't travel till the next day, but that day is going to be very difficult for me. I'm actually moving that day.
Oh, wow. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, my wife's not thrilled that I'm moving on the 18th, and then I'm leaving for Barcelona on the 19th.
Sounds like good planning to me.
Long-term pay, I'm sure. So, I would prefer to cancel it. Is there anyone who would think otherwise?
I'll second that. I think we hopefully. So, just to jump back, I hope I don't upset the apple cart with this one, but certainly it makes sense to cancel it from what it sounds like is forming here, but it'll really put a lot of pressure on us to really get the agenda for the face-to-face done this week, tomorrow. So on the one hand, it makes sense to cancel it because it's going to be difficult. On the other hand, we certainly don't want to show up to Barcelona and then say, so what do you guys want to do?
Right. So my thought was after tomorrow, we will have the leadership call on Monday and propose the agenda like Tuesday to everyone so that we can discuss on the list if there's anything that has to change on that.
Makes sense. That's fine. I'm just putting out there. I'm also still kind of stunned, Russ, that you have a life outside of SSR too. So I'm still playing catch up with us. You have a house and a life. That's cool.
Yeah. That's like. Thanks, Eric. Okay, Denise.
Yeah. So did we have a chance to talk about any updates on answers to outstanding questions? Obviously we want to get those as soon as possible, but we also need to include that in our work plan. Do we have a date by which staff anticipate being able to close on the questions? The outstanding
ones? Hi, this is Nagar. So as of this morning, 5 more questions have been answered, so we have a total of 21 questions outstanding. Per the discussions we had during the last week's leadership call, we've put a target date of the 17th of October to get all the answers in, understanding, of course, that these are the questions that are outstanding are the ones that are touching multiple cross-functional teams within the organization. And so we are hoping for that date, but if anything changes, we'll let you know and adjust the dates as changes come along.
Thanks. Okay. And then, Russ, Mayor Florin, we have a team member who really hasn't been engaged since the very, very, very beginning. I know this is something that we haven't really addressed in this group, but I would recommend that we ask staff to do a summary of attendance on calls and meetings, take a look at the results, and then discuss appropriate next steps for people who are effectively not members of this team. I think this is important because at a very minimum, I think we should notify the appointing body that their member is not actually able to participate, or hasn't been participating, or whatever it is we feel is appropriate, to give them an opportunity to appoint someone different if they so choose. I suspect they do not have visibility and aren't aware that their member is not actually participating at all.
So, Nagar, is that hard or easy to put together a simple spreadsheet like that?
In terms of the participation of various members to show who has and has not basically dialed in or participated in calls and meetings, we actually captured that data. It's going to take a bit of time, but it shouldn't be too time-consuming. So we should be able to provide that to you. Let me talk to the team members, colleagues of mine that actually gather that information and see how much time they need to provide it, and then we'll send an ETA out for completion of it.
Nagar, that sounds great. Thanks. Is there just one thing, if it's not too much extra trouble in the process of doing that, I think to underscore some of the or to identify some of the signal in that data, if it would be possible to do kind of a summary, which I suspect you probably would have done, but then maybe also a summary over, say, like the last set of time, I was going to say 6 months, but I don't know how that works with the pause, but basically somebody showed up a bunch at the beginning, the average will look different than if you say, like, only looking in the last, like, 8 months or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a set of analysis that
you
run.
Yeah, understood.
Okay.
And I think we sort of capture that.
Okay.
Let me see what kind of data we have available. I know we capture participation data because this is something that we actually report in the fact sheet.
Right.
We might have other ways of providing more detailed information. So I'll talk to my colleagues that do that work and see what information they can provide to us. I don't think it should be a problem to show, like, they've participated in the first few months at 100% rate and, you know, after the pause, not at all, or whatever the case may be. I think we might be able to do that.
All right, cool. Yeah, you totally get it. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course.
So this is Lauren. Just for a note, I mean, I completely agree. We need to kind of deal with this problem. On the other hand, we might want to be friendly with our approach, particularly after the pause. What I'm trying to say is it might well be that some people signed up, then we had a pause and they just can't manage anymore because they assumed they would be done. So just as an idea, we might first want to email relevant team members first, kind of saying, look, we see you're not really able to help out. Do you think this will improve again? Or, like, if not, you want to be replaced maybe rather than, you know, just going directly to, you know, one level higher. I'm not sure if that would be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is Denise. I wasn't suggesting we do that. I was suggesting that we get the data and then among ourselves discuss what the appropriate next steps are. And I agree it would absolutely be notifying the person directly. But there's one person who was appointed by the GAC who I believe, Eric, correct me if I'm wrong, came to the first face-to-face meeting. This was over two years ago, I guess. And then I don't think really showed up for anything else. So it's been a long, long time for him, but I think the four of us can come up with the appropriate steps, but we should,
And honestly, nothing here is supposed to be painting anybody with a sort of a broad brush or anything like that. I think it could be as simple as sort of like, you know, we noticed you haven't been there, so, you know, send an email if you want to stay on. And, you know, somebody could say, oh, I promised to do better, whatever, but I think some people will just MIA or something. So, yeah, Lauren, I think I understand your concern. I think there's a constituency that is probably not who,
Yeah, and I do agree we ought to not surprise people. That is, we should notify them before we escalate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, anything else?
If you guys have a few more minutes, I just want to go over the action items captured to make sure it's comprehensive and nothing has been dropped before we move on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, action item number one, rushed to send a note to Alon regarding approach to review of SSR1 recommendations. Staff to start a note to the SOACs to invite them to the engagement session in Barcelona. Leadership to discuss agenda for face-to-face meeting in the next leadership call. Staff to start the slide deck for engagement session at ICANN 63. Staff to check with travel constituency team on hotel reservations for Barcelona. Russ to send a note to the review team about the review team members signing up for SSR1 recommendations doodle poll. Staff to add links to background information page and SSR1 report in the SSR1 documentation list, recommendation list that we circulate. Staff to convert SSR1 recommendation document into a Google Doc and add the names of the review team members for each recommendation as appropriate. To cancel the plenary call scheduled for 18 October, and staff to put a list together of the review team participation since beginning of SSR2 review. And the Thursday's agenda is welcome roll call, discussing approach to the review of SSR1 recommendations, review of SSR1 recommendations 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, any other business, and then confirming action items and decisions reached.
Sounds right to me. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for your time, everyone.
All right, we're a couple minutes over, so sorry. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.